The Life of Mary Southern. On Christmas Eve, Mary left Sanders, convinced that she was following the voice of her husband, Max, whose death more than 2 weeks ago, Mary is unable to accept. Yesterday, while her two closest friends, Dr. John Benson and Daddy Stratford, fearing she's lost her memory, were notifying the police of her disappearance, Mary was wandering alone near the waterfront of the small city of Craig's Falls, forgetful of her past life and of everything except Max, who tells her she is on the right road, a road which promises future happiness for her. She was shivering in the cold when a young man named David appeared out of the darkness and, pitying her, suggested that she let him buy her some hot coffee. And Mary heard Max's voice whispering to her to trust David and to go with him. Now it is an hour later. Mary and her new acquaintance, David, are seated in a cheap little restaurant, lingering over a second cup of warming coffee. David breaks a long silence.
You feeling better, Mary?
Oh, yes. I guess I needed something hot. It was so cold down there by the river.
Yeah, it would have been colder if you'd jumped.
But I didn't go there to jump. That's the truth, don't you believe me?
Well, I guess I'm a prize sap, but I do believe you. You look as if you're telling the truth, even though it does sound phony.
Thank you.
So, do you live here in Craig's Falls, Mary?
No. No, I don't live here.
Where are you from?
I'm from... I can't remember.
Oh. Well, what's your last name? Or don't you remember that either?
My name's Mary.
Okay, so you won't talk. Well, I don't blame you. I guess you're not the only person in the world with something to hide.
But I'm not trying to hide anything. I can't remember my home. All I know is that I'm Mary and that Max is my husband.
Your husband? Well, where is he? What's the idea of his letting you wander around alone like this?
He...
Or maybe you're running away from him. Is that it?
Oh, no. He called to me and told me to come here.
Well, listen, Mary, I'm not really interested in your life, past, present, or future. So don't bother inventing stories.
But I'm not inventing anything. Really, I'm not.
Well, I won't ask any more questions. How's that?
You're very kind, David. What about you? What were you doing down there by the waterfront?
For me? Oh, I go down there quite a lot. I like to hear the boat whistle and watch the tug. Well, and I like to be alone, too. And not liable to meet anybody to talk to down there. Nobody would want to talk to. You know, that's what seems funny to me.
What does?
When I stumbled on you there in the dark, my instinct was to go on and leave you alone. But something made me speak to you, almost against my will.
Max wanted you to talk to me.
What did you say?
Nothing. Do you live here?
Well, I do now.
But you haven't always. Is that what you mean?
Well, look, Mary, I don't like to answer questions either. So let's skip it.
I'm sorry.
Oh, nothing to tell, anyway. I'm just somebody who took the wrong road.
The wrong road? Oh.
Yes, I might have been, that's all. That is, I might have mounted something if I'd taken the right road. And things happen, and here I am.
You know, it's strange, David.
Strange? Why do you stare at me like that?
I'm puzzled. There's something about you that seems so familiar, as though I've known you before.
Maybe I'm a type. Or maybe I look like somebody in the old family album.
No, no, you don't look like anyone I've ever known. Not that.
No?
It's not your voice or your eyes. And yet there's something about you that...
Yes, I know what you mean. You know, I don't bother talking to women as a rule, but it seems quite natural to be sitting here with you. Well, would you like another cup of coffee?
Oh, no, thank you. It's getting late. We'd better go.
All right. Come on. The text paid. And let's get out of here. Hmm?
Oh, snowing harder now.
No night for anybody to be out. Now, where can I take you? Where are you staying?
Where am I? I don't know. I'm not staying anywhere.
You mean you have no place to go?
I Well, no, I hadn't thought about it.
Any money?
A little.
How much?
I don't really know. It's all right. I'll find someplace to go. Now, I'll leave you here. You've been very kind to me.
Oh, no, you don't. Why, you can't find any place to stay with only 50 cents. And can't walk around in this weather.
But I'll be all right.
I wouldn't let a stray cat or dog stay out on a night like this. Now, come on, you're coming to my place. It's a boarding house. You can have my room tonight.
Oh, no, I couldn't do that.
Come on.
But you don't understand. I...
Go with him, Barry. It's all right. Don't be afraid. You've found the right road now.
Come on. Let's go before we both freeze to death.
All right, David. I'll go home with you.
Good. Let's hurry. It's only a few blocks, but that's too far on a night like this. Well, here we are. And this is my room. There, go on in. Nothing much to look at, but it's warm.
I think it's a nice room.
Hey, you've got a chill. Now you're shaking all over. You've got to get out of those wet clothes and hop into bed.
But I...
don't know what you can put on. There's my bathrobe, but you can't sleep in that. It's not very comfortable.
Well, I'll just sit here in this chair. I'm happy just to be inside and to feel warm.
Yes, but you can't sit there in those wet clothes. You've got to get into bed and get warm.
But, David, this is your room. I'd better go.
No, you won't. Now that you're here, you're going to stay. I'll figure it out somehow. Hey, I've got it. Mrs. McPherson.
Mrs. McPherson? Who's she?
She's the landlady. I'm going to call her. Her room is just across the hall.
Oh, please, I don't want to cause any trouble.
Not so loud. You'll wake up the whole house. I'm going to get some warm clothes for you. Now, you take off that wet dress and put that bathrobe around you, and I'll be back in a minute. Mrs. McPherson. Mrs. McPherson. I've got to speak to you, Mrs. McPherson. It's I, David.
Just a minute, David. What on earth are you doing here in the middle of the night?
Mrs. McPherson, I've got a woman in my room.
A woman?
There's nothing wrong about it. I was walking near the waterfront tonight when I saw this girl, and, well, you'd have done the same thing if you'd seen her, covered with snow and shivering. Mm. She's sweet and helpless, just like a little lost puppy. She didn't know where to go, and she's got a chill. I didn't think of anything except that I had to get her into a warm house.
Well...
I thought maybe if you'd lend her a nightgown, you know, one of those big flannel nightgowns of yours...
How do you know I wear flannel nightgowns, young man?
Oh, I... Well, I've seen them drying on the line. Oh, please, Mrs. McPherson, come in and see her, and then you'll understand.
Well, all right, I'll go in. But I warn you, if I don't like the looks of her, out she goes.
Oh, I'm not afraid of that. Oh, Mary.
Yes, David?
Mary, this is Mrs. McPherson.
How do you do?
She's going to lend you something of hers to wear tonight.
Oh, that's so kind of you, Mrs. McPherson. I feel I'm being such a lot of trouble.
Oh, nonsense. It's all right. Best of us have bad luck sometimes.
Mary, you see, Mrs. McPherson, I told you you'd have done the same thing.
Well, what are you standing there for, David?
What?
You just go along, let this poor child get some sleep, won't you? So true. Well, we'll fix that. I got something warm she can wear.
Well, okay. I'll see you in the morning, Mary.
But, David, where are you going? I can't put you out of your room like this.
Oh, it's all right. I'll find a place to sleep. I'll go over to the settlement house. Father Brady's a good scout. You put me...
You'll do no such thing.
What?
You march yourself down to the hall bedroom. Go to bed, David.
Yes, but I can't pay for the room.
Well, that can't be helped. There's no night for anybody to be outdoors. Now, go along, take the hall room.
Hey, you're a good egg, Mrs. McPherson. And thanks. Good night, Mary.
Good night, David, and thank you so very much.
It's all right. Don't thank me. I haven't done anything. Good night, Mrs. McPherson.
Good night. The whole room's made up.
Okay.
There now, young lady, get the clothes off. I'll be back in a jiffy with one of my flannel nightgowns.
Oh, you're both so kind to me, you and David. I don't know how to thank you. Oh, I'm so tired. So very, very tired. I feel as if I'll sleep tonight. Sleep for the first time in a week.
And Mary, with a childlike faith in her new friends, David and Mrs. McPherson, falls asleep peacefully in a strange room in a strange place. Meanwhile, Mary's friends and Sanders are waiting anxiously and tearfully for word of her. Are John Benson and Daddy Stratford likely to find any trace of Mary in this rooming house in the city of Craig Falls? Will she return to Sanders and her old life? Or is this indeed the beginning of the new life which Max predicted to her on the day before his death? Tomorrow at the same time, another episode will be presented in the life of Mary Southern.